Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Buenos dias.
So excited. Say it again, Laura.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, America. Okay. And that is so awesome that we can do that, America. Okay. You get this bilingual, and all of that we got going on. We just want to say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chef Malika. Thank you for watching this morning. That lady right there is one of our number one fans. Well, guess what, America? We her number one fan too. So good morning, Elder Robert Williams.
Yes.
Good morning, Elder. Look so forward to your 2K youth conference this weekend. So we're just so excited. So everybody, if you ain't doing nothing this weekend, come out to the Kings Haven Worship Center to check out this amazing conference that is hosted by Elder Robert Williams. So we're excited about it. So we just say, good morning, Dalis.
Good morning, Dalis. We miss
you. Yes, our studio audience is VI. Is it Washington? Where are you, Dalis? So we can tell everybody where you at. But we're just so excited because she's visiting her mom.
Yes.
And we just want to send our shouts out to our very own Vivica Giles. Good morning, Vivica. She is on the road going home to visit her parents. And Dalis is in Connecticut. Okay. So good morning, Connecticut.
So excited.
And we are representing on so many entities today, all these kingdom doers. And we just want the world to know how amazing the men and women of God are, right?
Yes.
So we're representing these styles right on Glamwear.
Yes.
So if you are like looking for a gift to give and you want to represent in the bling, as the bling of the earth, check out Vivica Giles. She is what that is. So custom. Y'all know the M is for Marlo, Mansion, Marvelous, all of that, okay?
Mine has pearls.
Yeah.
Mine has diamonds.
Yeah.
So for rubies, whatever rock you want, we'll do it for
come
you.
Come on now. So y'all come out to the Mansion Boutique because all the glam wear is there.
Yes.
Did y'all see Malika's glass last week with the big M, bling, gold, blue, and all of that? So it's just so amazing to be able to be around creative women. Creativity.
Right.
And that is our mandate, is to pillar, to pull out, to expose, and do what we're called to do.
That's right, Laura. That's right. And this is the day that the Lord has made.
And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Woo! So we just hope that y'all are glad about today being a brand new day.
Right?
And you get to be all that you can be. So anything you were not yesterday, you got the opportunity to be it today. Okay? So we thank God for the opportunity to be able to be before you today. So we also want to say good morning to our blog listeners. So good morning, blog listeners.
Good morning.
Feel free to call in. Our call-in number, that's 646-668-2247. We would love to hear from you to get in on this amazing topic that we have today.
Yes.
It's so amazing. For you all that cannot see, it is surrender, surrounded, and grounded.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So we're so excited about it. So Laura, when we talked about that topic, well, when I kind of sent you all the notes on it, what was in your heart about that?
Well, just a lot of trials and tribulations that I've been through. I saw that and I'm like, you know, the message is going to be powerful because we're rooted and grounded and surrounded in God's love letter.
Yes.
Which is
fire!
It just became alive because it doesn't matter what we go through. As you're rooted and grounded and surrounded, God's will shall be done and his word shall manifest and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so I just got excited because I'm like, yes, you know, so it was an awesome topic, you know.
Listen, if you just say, Laura, Jesus, kingdom, outreach, anything, she going to be excited. And that was so amazing. Good morning, Miss May. Mama May. That is the mansion's mother. That is Anthony's mom. So good morning, Miss May. You're so awesome. We love you, girl. Miss May, I miss you so much, but then that's another time. But I just do. I was just asking about you the other day, so to God be the glory.
Yes.
So I'm just so excited to be here representing the kingdom today.
Yes.
And y'all must remember that as two come together, he is in the midst. It don't take a lot because we dynamite by ourselves, but we do them together. But this girl and this girl is on fire. Yes! Hallelujah. So listen, we came ready. Anytime we come here to the mansion on Park Road, if you don't beat Laura Kelly here, it's impossible. okay? I'm telling you, you're going to walk into an atmosphere of radical warring, petitioning, touching and agreeing, decreeing and declaring. I'm telling you, it's to me, it's like heaven on earth when you have an amazing person that has so much zeal and that's radically sold out to fight for each and everybody that's on the planet Earth.
Yes.
Warrior Nation, and that's why we're wearing our amazing shirt today. Prayer Warriors, and we are representing the Kelly Lane.
Kelly Lane.
Warrior Nation.
Warrior Nation,
so,
that's us.
Yeah, we're her amazing entity of Prayer Warriors, Love Warriors, and all of that, America.
Yes.
So we just want everybody to tune in to Kelly Lane. She comes on what time in the morning?
Yes.
6 o'clock. 6 a.m. Y'all know that's a real warrior because we be trying to get that extra. Okay? And I believe that Laura gets up before Kelly. Laura Kelly get up before Kelly Lane.
Yeah.
2:40. As a matter of fact.
Yes.
Yes. It's so amazing to have people that really have an ear to hear.
And
really get up and say, okay, Lord, I hear you. You're up. You're at them. It's almost like we wake up and we're like, ready for duty, son.
Ready.
Yes. Yes. It's like, do you sleep with your fatigue? The supernatural. I sleep with my fatigue. Yes. In the supernatural, America. Trust me. With them hot flashes, that ain't going to work. But anyway, in the natural. But we just want to put that out there. And y'all know, listen, we really, y'all pray for us because we really trying to watch the clock. It's a lot of components to doing what we do.
Yes.
We don't want to leave out our blog listeners. We love y'all because y'all have been there too. And we're probably rolling up on our 100th show episode, and we are going to have a Holy Ghost party. We're going to do like Malika did on her lunch. We're going to be launching some Holy Ghost stuff
to
celebrate those amazing people that have been with us since the very beginning of our Mornings at the Mansion show.
Yes.
So we just want to welcome you once again to our Mornings at the Mansion show. And for those that are watching for the very first time, I am Marlo Mosey, your host, and I'm hanging out always with my co-host,
Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High
God. Okay. So we thank God for that. And we do have an amazing topic today, surrender, surrounded and grounded. And the Lord has so many nuggets in the Word of God today. So, you know, for you guys that are really struggling in that place, because a lot of people, you know, have a mandate, but they really don't know how to get to that place. You know, we're all kind of fumbling through our faith, America. It doesn't matter if we're in the clergy. We're human people and we all fumble. You know, when we hear God sometimes, this is for the men and women of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay as long as you're getting to that place of surrender and you wave the white flag and you say, hey, God, I need your help.
That's right.
You know, we're going to see what's going on our blog listeners. And we have a caller on the line and we just pray that we can connect. So y'all pray for us. Yeah. So good morning, caller. Good morning. Well, we can hear you, but you can't hear us. Good morning. Hopefully, they'll just chime on in, y'all, but we're going to keep doing what we do, okay? Keep it moving and keep talking about the good of the Lord, because God is a good, good God.
Yes, he is.
He's so good to us. You know, first of all, when you wake us up in the morning, and you always hear people say, well, you know, today wasn't promised, and the Lord didn't. No, today was promised, because in this word right here, it's a book of promises. And the Lord tells us that at least 120, okay? So, you know, Jesus didn't come last night. So if he didn't come, today was promised, okay?
Yes.
So if he didn't come, that's okay because we're going with him anyway, right? So I just wanted to blow that fresh wind. Good morning, Mr. Pat Pace. Thanks for watching us this morning. That is my Dynamax partner. Good morning, sir. Yes, I was struggling if I should spill my new cup with some lights on this morning. Okay, but I said I'm going to do that next week because I didn't get it all ready in time. But it's okay. So we just want to say good morning, everyone. And we're going to get right into the meat and to the word of the Lord today. But unfortunately, 33 seconds out, we got to go to commercial. And y'all know how we do it. We're going to listen to some of that amazing Byron Holton. And we're getting ready because guess what, America? We got concert tickets.
Yes.
Concert tickets, y'all get ready.
Yes.
Get your tickets, come out, give us a call. Come out the mansion. Go online, Eventbrite. It, hey, it's all kind of ways.
Yes.
We're excited. We're going to rip with a little Byron. Our blog listeners will be right back. Blog caller, feel free to call.
Yeah. For the men and women of God. Hey. How you gonna catch if you don't cast? Do it. Do it. Do it. It ain't nothing like good music. You gotta be obedient. Show me what to do. Tell me where to go. I've laid back for too long. It's time to let them know that our souls need to be safe. Don't have nowhere left to go. I got plenty work to do until you say I'm through. Lord, I'm waiting for your order. People tell me what we do is so important. The Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Stop warming up the pews because there's work to do. Do it, do it. The Lord, let me be the man. Say the word, I'll be there. Whatever you demand. As you know, the time is ticking and the world is out of hand. Help me be a voice that they can understand. I'm still waiting for your order. I can't think of nothing that is more important. You know the harvest is plenty, but the labor was a few. Stop warming up the peace because there's work to do.
I'ma do it, do it.
Makeup, you did a great job, and they said they're gonna come by.
Well, how about
her name is Gina,
Okay, Tina. Tina, we welcome you. We welcome you, Ms. Tina. So we want to welcome back our blog listeners. Welcome back. And we pray that you guys enjoyed some of that Byron Holton. There's much more to come. And like we said, we do have tickets. And what we need to do, we need to settle down and get into the Word of God. Because y'all know we can talk about the goodness all day long. But we're going to talk about the meat of the goodness, okay? Drum roll. Surrender, surround, and ground it. So we want to talk about surrender. Because that's where a lot of people really struggle on how to get to that place. Now, I will make this announcement. Once you get there, you will discover that it is the best place to be in that place of hanging out with the Father. Mm-hmm. It really is. Every single day, you wake up just to do that. Mm-hmm. And then, like the Word of God says, and this ain't in the notes, y'all know we flow with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And everything else will be added.
That's right.
So for all these people that are getting up trying to chase that paper, you ain't got to chase it. It's going to chase you. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. We are living epistles. Yes. We are. We're living testimonies that we just wake up and show up and everything else comes.
Yes.
It does.
It does. It really does.
It does. And this is the book of promises. So get in it, grab your promise, and run with it today.
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to go to Psalms 37 and 7 and surrender. So the word surrender really is when to God is when you let go and let God. What are we letting God do? We letting him work. Because we be trying to do it all ourselves, trying to work it out. And that is not the antidote, okay? Mm-hmm. So even though we do have to work, but you let God go before you. Mm-hmm. And trust me, the struggle is no longer there, a struggle.
That's
so
right.
Psalms 37 and 7 is going to tell us all about what the Lord is saying.
God's love letters, which
is fire.
It says, be silent before the Lord and wait expectantly for him. Do not be agitated by one who prospers in his ways.
Amen. And I'm going to read Psalms 37 in the King James Version. And the word of the Lord, which is his love letters, which is fire. Yes. 37:7 says, rest. Now we can just hold there, drop the mic, and go home. Hello. Rest in the Lord. See, that's surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard place to be when you're used to doing what you do, trying to make it happen, hustling and doing what we do. And it's okay to have that hustle mentality. It's okay to go get it and come back with it. Okay? But guess who makes it all available for you? That would be the Father.
Yes.
So that's why the word encourages us. And I love sometimes when the Lord begins his word to us, when we open it up and we begin to read the love letter because it is fire. And the first word he said was, rest, Marlo. So you got to make it personal. Rest, Marlo. I say rest.
And for me, Laura Kelly,
yeah.
Be silent. Yes. And trust me. And just speak the word. Okay,
yes,
Lord.
It says rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth. See, y'all heard that? In his ways. Because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. I'm telling you, y'all know that's the enemy. Here he comes. He always got to come after the Father.
Yes.
He get on my nerves. And I tell him every day, you are getting on my nerves.
Yes.
All that you got going on. I'm going to need you to shut that down because you don't want me to get radical, sir. Okay. I try to stay calm and keep it down a little bit because I get the windmilling on him. Boy, I'm playing with you. Okay. And he know I'm not playing.
Yes,
okay?
Right.
He just be trying to test and see because, see, I found out when I was ministering a couple of weeks ago that the Word of God says that he is the tempter.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, I didn't really even, and I probably read that a million times, America, but when this was during the time when he came after Jesus in the garden, you know, when actually he was really in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
For the 40 days, because, you know, he tried to come in our weakest hour,
yes,
America.
That's right. That's
you know, try
right.
to catch us off guard. But who's going to come to God, which is Jesus, the man of God? He is the Trinity. And here he comes. But what was so amazing about the whole transition in that time was he actually was, my phone is ringing. Hold on, America. Can you stop the phone from ringing at me? How that happened? I promised it was on silent. I'll call y'all back in a minute and we're going to pray. Okay, how that happens? But it's okay. That'd be Jesus. Let's see if it's 1-800. Okay, go. Okay. That is crazy. But okay. God, you're so good. Who gets the telephone ring in the middle of the broadcast? That would be me. All right. I'm just glad it wasn't in church, okay? Because y'all know how the phone ring in church. And I'd be like, who is that with that? I know the turn at them. But anyway, I was trying to tell y'all about Satan, which he is the tempter. So y'all know that's his job. He coming to tempt, even though the word tells us the fullness of what he's coming to do, to kill, steal, and destroy. But you must know, and this is a sidebar off the subject, but we flow on with the Holy Spirit. You must know that he has no new tricks.
That's right.
He got the same three that he had in the garden, and that was at the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already know that he's coming to steal, he can't get nothing that you don't give him. See, that's when he got
that's
in
right.
trouble.
That's right.
When I found out that what you say, that he can only get it if I give it.
That's
right. Oh, yeah. Why? He ain't getting nothing. Yes. And that is simple. That is simplicity, and that's what we have to live at. In the simplicity of what God is telling us in his word.
That's right.
It's so amazing. And, you know, people try to make this word like thee and thou and thou is and thou is. Oh, my God, is. And that is too hard is for me. And I can't do it as. But, yes, you can. You better go get your NLT or what's your
version.
Okay, whatever.
New English.
The New English. Go get what you need to get to hear what God is saying to you in his word. Because without the gift of revelation knowledge, it is almost sometimes impossible to interpret the fullness of what God is saying to us.
Yes.
So you got to go get your concordance. I'm telling you, when you get into this word, and you know, it's not by power, but by might. I'm
his
telling
spirit.
You, by his spirit, that he quickens us and
they're
fills us.
They're love letters. They're love letters.
Yes.
Put your name there, and let me tell you, we'll start speaking to you.
Make it intimate, because God is an intimate God.
And what's so beautiful, that many times, if you don't get the understanding, you know, because there's times that I'm like, Lord, I'm reading it, but I'm not getting it. You'll be surprised by it. You talk to him, and you tell him, I want to understand what you're telling me. Next thing you know, somebody will call me and pray for me, or at church, I go to church on Sunday, and then Pastor will be preaching on what I was reading.
See, that's
and
what
then,
I'm talking
and
about.
Then he'll give me the understanding. I'm like, I get it now, you know?
That's what I'm talking
and
about.
So it's just.
That's because that's where the Holy Spirit was pulling on you.
Yes.
He wanted you to really, really get that.
Yes.
So, blah, y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to our commercial and hear just whatever, you know, selection we're going to hear this morning from Byron Holton. And you guys be encouraged. Feel free to go on to his Facebook page or his YouTube page. Get some of this music. Download it. I'm telling you, support the man of God, because it's amazing. So, my life has not been the same.
Yeah. Everybody get up. Yeah. You may be in your car getting ready to go worship, or wherever you may be. I'm just gonna take out this time to talk about my Savior. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm gonna go and praise him. Yeah, yeah. For Jesus. I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, all pleasant. Sweet like a honeycomb, or your favorite piece of candy. There's something about when I hear that name.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me, come.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about
the name that we call Jesus.
Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yeah.
Something about the name,
I'm just talking about my Savior. It's like a smell of sweet perfume.
Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
I love you good. When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me,
cause when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place, a joy in which I can refrain from dancing. Ooh.
Something about the name.
Something
somebody that understands what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Hey, said it's
something about that name.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
It's the mentioning of the name. There is heat. Power.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
Surrender, surround, and ground.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So we were talking about the place of surrendering, mm-hmm. and that's where that let God
yes.
work.
Yes.
Okay? And that's where the scripture Psalms 37 and 7 came mm-hmm. from. So following God's lead without knowing where, that's the big question mark that mm-hmm. a lot of people struggle with because, see, now I really believe that if God had told us, we'd have been something else. God would have been like, oh, he'd have gone on and bring the fire.
Yeah.
The real fire to
yeah,
destroy the
real.
World.
Yeah.
Because when we get to, you know, trying to get in his lane and thinking that we know, he just can't trust us with that much information.
That's right.
Especially
right.
concerning us. Because y'all already know when sin came in, it's everybody got a little bit of some kind of manipulation
yeah.
in their spirit man.
That's right.
We're not for real. Mm-hmm. See, we got to deal with the real deal, America.
Yeah.
We have to deal with ourselves
yeah.
and say, boy, if yeah. I knew that this was going to happen, we're not supposed to know.
Right.
You know, and then it goes to because he, you know, wherever he's sending us, we want to make sure that we're waiting for his timing without
yes.
knowing when.
Yes.
His timing is so perfect. It really is. Have
yes.
you have you figured
silent,
that out?
Yes, being silent and expecting, you know, and
uh-oh.
Just pressing his word. You know, that's why I would say, God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but
that's it.
Because
that's
his
it.
Word says it, and we have to trust him.
Well, you're
yes.
so awesome, Laura, because you when I wrote this, verbiage down last night. Yeah, I was thinking of you. So it says expecting a miracle without knowing how. And that's your life.
Yes. Every day.
That's your life. Woo! You tell God, I'm not asking, I'm expecting. She does.
Because then I go to the love letters and you read it and it's promises.
Yeah.
And he's not a liar, so you have to be patiently silent and wait.
Yeah.
Right.
But when I thought about you, I was like, oh my God, I don't know. She's going to go all the way out of control when I say that tomorrow. But it's okay because that's where she lives at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. And the fourth component of this is trusting God's purpose without understanding. Okay. So these are all the different places of surrendering. We're not supposed to know, America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's like, well, I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know. You're not supposed to know. So when you figure that part out, you can then, like the word here says, rest.
Rest.
Rest in the Lord and wait patiently
yes.
for him.
That's right.
Because that's what we had to do. And I had to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a lot of places where the Lord had to sit me down in that corner. Y'all know when y'all was kids.
Time out.
Girl. Say, well, my sister, because she was something else. I hope you listen, Vicky, because I'm going to expose you. Okay? When we were kids, because my mom worked, you know, when you have a parent that's got to do what they got to
yeah,
do, the other
right.
kids got to say, hey, you better get in that corner and sit down and turn your nose. We have to turn the nose to the corner, America.
Yeah.
Turn your nose to the corner, and you cannot come out until you can act right. Y'all remember that?
Yes, yes.
Did y'all parents ever do that? Come on, audience.
Put your nose on the wall
yes.
and do not move.
And do not move and don't come out. Well, God does that too.
Yes.
And that's called tough love.
Tough love.
Yeah, so those are the valleys in our life.
Yes.
You know, get into that place. But I thank God for my valley.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At the time I did it, I was kicking against the prick, screaming.
Yes. Having a tantrum.
Yeah. I cannot believe that you, I thought you loved me, God.
Yes.
I thought you loved me. How can you love me and I'm over here in this place?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
But that was love because he was protecting us.
That's
and covering us and keeping us in that place to where we can come out and then we can be surrounded. So that's what we're going to roll into this place, okay?
Yes.
I'm excited about it.
Yes.
To be surrounded by great people.
That's right.
That's what this is, America.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. When you're surrounded by great people, and we are.
Yeah.
This is just one setting of who we, what we do and who we do.
That's
but
right.
It's so many other components of who we are and
that's
our lives and the people that are in our lives.
Right.
And coming to a place, I don't think that people really understand that God cares about everything you care about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as my friend, Laura, we're sisters, friends, and all of that, God cares about what we do together, how we do it, because the Word of God says it. There's so many places in this Word that God talks about our friendship and how to, like, what comes to my mind that's not even in my notes is Ecclesiastes 3. Where he talks about it's a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about it's time for two to come together and keep each other warm.
Yeah.
And keep each other. Yeah. That was the key word.
Yeah.
Two to come together and keep each other. So that's what we have to do. Now, there are also some times that I have to pull or you have to pull my coattail and say, listen, my friend, that's not going to work.
That's right. That's right.
You was acting like Billy Bob. Okay? Billy Bob or Susie Surrender, okay? You acted up, girl.
Yes.
So, you know, you just got to do that. That's love.
Yes.
And then sometimes we come all out the bag, be mad at the people
who
function in the spirit of love, trying to tell us that, you know, you out of character.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because when we don't have the character of Christ, we straight out of character, especially
that's
when
right.
we say we represent the kingdom.
Yes.
We
that's
really
right.
are.
That's right.
You know, and have you had those encounters?
Oh, many times.
Oh, girl.
Many
just,
times.
Just yesterday for me, I wanted to bust somebody in the back of the neck.
Yes.
But that is not Christ-like.
Right.
And I know
that's
that.
Right.
That's that old man trying to rise up.
Yes.
I'm a new man. That's why I said it.
Fall down.
I'm telling you, I'm a new man. Okay.
Yeah. But we get the real.
We
know?
Do.
You know?
Yeah, you just do. And you just have to know that about yourself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I'm telling you, you have to get, I'm really writing a message about, start, you know, with the man in the mirror. Have what's going on with the man in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
You have to know that. What's going on? That's how, y'all know that song, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You got to really check yourself because we're our own worst enemy.
That's right.
I heard a lady today talking about how her life wasn't going right and this and this and that. I was like, girl, if you don't K-N-O God, there is N-O God. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What that mean? Oh, help us, Lord. Okay? But it's the truth. You have to know peace.
Yeah.
And if you don't know peace, K-N-O, you got N-O peace. No peace. You do. So you have to know that. And I know y'all done read the bumper sticker. I know y'all done read it, okay? Because I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen the bumper sticker. And it's so amazing, but it's so true.
It's so true. Yes.
So you think about that. So what do you have to elaborate on?
Yeah, it's true. What I love about God Loves Letter, that once you trust him and you let the word manifest, you're going to have peace. There's going to be pain involved, and you know, because we're human, you know, but he will give you peace, knowing that you, when you know that you could trust him, that you, when you know that he's the Alpha, the Omega, when you know his promises, you will have peace. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to get upset, but let it out, but then continue to trust him, and he will, I promise, he will give you peace.
Yeah, he will.
And that's why sometimes I thank him, you know, because when I go through stuff or things happen or trials or anything that I'm going through, just knowing that I still have peace, that money cannot buy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like overwhelming in a good way, you know?
But here's the big part of that, though, Laura. People, you have to want it.
Yeah.
See, everybody wants to straddle the fence. They want to holler what God got for them, and then they want to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good cocktail of life.
Yeah.
You either in, are you out?
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, I will spit you out of my mouth if you're
lukewarm.
You cannot straddle the fence.
That's right.
That's that place of surrendering. When you've done all you can do and you can't do nothing else, you just stand. That's what
just
the word says.
Stand.
You stand and you let God work it out on your behalf. Because here's the thing. A lot of people feel that what they want. But if it is not in your plan, in your future, and you're kicking against the prick, you waste so much time and energy like that. If it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards, as people
That's
say.
Right. That's
it's
right.
It's really not. So when you get into a place and you only want what God has for you,
mm-hmm.
that is when life really begins.
That's right. That's right.
I've learned that the hard way, America.
Me too.
You know.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's why I really try to help people. That's what this is all about. We just want to be a blessing because we blessed to be a blessing.
That's Amen. Right.
That's Laura's right. thing. I stole it real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick from America. Quickly. But we are.
Yeah.
We're blessed to be a blessing. But the thing about that is when you are surrounded with great people, good friends are hard to find. They are, so don't be looking. Let God send them. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah.
But they're also harder to leave. Mm-hmm. They are. When you got good friends like that, they're harder to leave and impossible to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
Oh, yes.
You know, some people will live, and that's one thing about it. I know y'all be like, Marlo be all over the place. But, hey, this is just the way that God giving it to me. That's why it's so important that we all create memories.
Yes.
Because when people are gone,
yes.
they still can live.
That's right.
Right?
It's the legacy.
They,
that
yes, they still live.
Mm-hmm.
And you still laugh and enjoy them, and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's so amazing. I mean, I've experienced that, and I was like, especially when my dad passed, my papa, and I was like, I didn't really know how funny he was until he left.
Yes.
Because I had all those memories to, you know, resonate on, and I just would be in the my car or whatever, and I would just bust out laughing. What's going on with you? I was just thinking about something, you know, that he said or did or just stuff like that, you know. But even like now when you hear, when you're listening to the radio and you hear Whitney Houston, it seems like she's still here because that's how tangible she was.
Yes.
The Whitney Houstons, the Michael Jacksons, all of these people that made it on the world, it's like they're still here, especially when you hear their music.
Mm-hmm.
You're still in that same era, that same flow of when it first happened. So that's what's so amazing about living life, having great friends, being surrounded by great people, and hashtag doing life. And on that, we're going to go to commercial, and we will be right back for our blog listeners. So, guys, feel free to call in, okay? Hang out with us. Let us know you're there. Feel free to call back, caller. But we're going to listen to some Byron, and we're going to keep Facebooking.
There's no way that I can make it without you. At the same time, there's nothing that I can't do with you. I guess it's kind of like what Devontae said. Without you, James, I'm so worthless. I'm living on the edge.
I can be stranded in a desert on a mountain. Thirsty with no water, Lord, and you would be a fountain. There is no way I could survive without you. Lost like a ship without a sail and no direction. On a battlefield with no sword and no protection. I would just look towards the hills, and there is you. I don't know if I can make it. Lord, you are my purpose.
There's no way I can be alive without you.
Is that cool? Lord, with you, there will be no limits
in you.
And life's so much better.
There's no way that I can live without
no way.
You.
Ain't no way I can live without you. Lord, my life with you is simply just a blessing. I can write a song without any music lessons. There is no thing I cannot do with you. You, I can speak a word to talk a baby out of that abortion. Engineer the track so they can sing with no distortion. There is no way that I can lose with you.
Yeah.
Don't know if I can make it. Lord, you are my purpose. No, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Lord, with you, there will be no limits. Life's so much better.
There's no way that I can live without you.
Yeah, for the men and women of God, I don't know how you are built, but me without Jesus, it's like cereal without the milk. Ha. What's a bird with no wings? A bee with no sting? A king with
no throne, LeBron with no rings. I'm just stating there's no purpose, I'm saying there's no cause. His love is like a song, except with no pause. God is fluent with the flow of his love, I'm so buzzed. Inebriated by his presence, new meaning of drunk love. So I'ma let him pull me up till my cup shall overflow me. Living without God is simply a no-go.
I can do anything. Solve a puzzle, build an aeroplane. I'm my best when I am with you.
There's no way that I can live without you.
Impossible for me to breathe. Couldn't keep my soul at ease. It would be hard to tie my shoes. Lord, I cannot live without you.
Don't know if I could make it happen. Lord, you are my purpose.
The way I need
you. There will be no limits. Life is so much better.
The way that I can live.
The way that I can live.
We're back at our blog show.
Yes.
So, yes, Mr. Rick Pope will be here very soon at our Mornings at the Mansion show. And for those that do not know, he is a major man in outreach. And number two, he is the worship leader for Gateway for Robert Morris.
Yes. Yes. And so, I brought his shirt. Can I show
yes.
his shirt?
Yes. Can you please show his shirt?
It's a, he sells his teachers that say, which is a powerful tool.
It is. Oh, I ministered about this shirt.
Yes.
Oh, how can I pray for you?
Yes.
Yes. We have it in gray and black.
Black.
And we wear it. And we don't wear it unless we're ready to pray.
Yes.
Because we are prayer warriors.
Yes.
So welcome back, everybody. We just want to kind of get into the conclusion of this word. And we were just treading out of being surrounded with great people. And the first topic was surrendering, mm-hmm. surrounded. And we're going to go to Proverbs 23. 23, verse 20 and 21.
Okay. God's love letter, which is
fire.
Woo! And it says on 20, it says, don't associate with those who drink too much wine or with those who pour themselves on meat. For the drunkard
mm-hmm.
and the glutton will become poor, and grooviness will clothe them in rags.
Yeah, so... That's what's so amazing, how God tells us. So what did you get out of that, Laura, when you were reading that book?
Who you surround yourself and what you hear and listen and receive, because if it's not coming from the Word of God, yeah. you're going to be misled.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's saying that in the Word, don't be surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be among.
Mm-hmm.
That means surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, everything that is concerns your life is in the Word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to seek it. And the Lord says, you seek and you'll find.
Mm-hmm.
Knock and the door will be open. I'm telling
That's
you,
right.
he's telling us that. And you can go in this word, and I'm telling you, America, anything in it that is going to pertain to
mm-hmm.
you, because mm-hmm. God cares about everything we care about.
That's
and
right.
for him to say that to us, I mean, don't surround yourself among wine bitters and among riotous eaters
mm-hmm.
of flesh. That's
mm-hmm.
just people that's just doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
because
yeah.
in the minute you're gonna be doing anything,
yeah.
and then the tug of war gonna come because you'd be like, well, you know, I really do want to be with the Lord in this, but those are my friends,
mm-hmm.
and you just sell out,
yeah.
to the wine bitters,
and you don't want to receive curses because
yeah.
they're speaking curses. You want to speak the Word of God, which
yeah.
is fire
and life.
And
that's
life.
Why it's called the living Word,
yes.
because this Word is living, and
yes.
it can live in you. You know, so just be careful about that. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Yes. You ready?
15, 33?
Yes.
Okay, and it says, do not, God's love letter, which is fire.
Fire.
Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Come to your senses and stop sinning. For some people are ignorant about God. I say this to your shame.
Yeah, that's so awesome because it's just a warning. So we have
yeah.
the key to correction. When
yeah.
God is telling us, don't do that.
Yeah.
Right here. Don't hang out with them kind of people.
Yes.
I mean, really, because evil company corrupts you.
Yes.
And then you're going to be some evil company. And then you're going to be wondering, how did this happen to me? Mm-hmm. And that's how we become the puppet.
Yes.
You know, they be the puppet masters. Yes. And you be like, I don't know why I'm acting like that.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Yes.
And you just be all over the place.
And especially gossip.
Yes.
I want to emphasize on gossip. You know, when somebody comes to me about somebody that's struggling, and even if what they're doing is wrong and they start bashing them and talking down about them, I'm like, give me your hands. Let's pray the word of God over them. You know, let's find a scripture. Let's find, you know, let's just pray, you know, instead of, you
talking
know,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Because that is so contagious too.
Yes.
That's
and I have to catch myself sometimes because I'll be getting caught up and Holy Spirit said, no, you didn't. And I'm like, okay, Lord. You know, I have to rebuke. Yeah,
yourself. You got to rebuke yourself.
Yeah,
no, you didn't, girl.
No, you didn't. I'm like,
okay.
You know, but it's true. Because if we're calling ourselves sons and daughters of the Most High God, we're warriors. We're to pray for those that are blinded, for those that are hurting,
mm-hmm.
and speak life.
Come on now.
So, yeah.
Yes, and that's what this is. And we have to really live it out because you can best believe if you are representing the kingdom, you are being beheld, which means they got the big eye on.
Oh, yeah.
And they watching everything you do.
Everything.
You know, so that they can try to trip you up and to put that, you know, out there in your atmosphere or speak ill things against you,
mm-hmm.
be corrupt, you know, and bring that corruption. So you just kind of have to love those people, but you don't. You don't have to do them, but you want to treat them with love,
mm-hmm.
and be cordial and kind. But they don't have to be in your atmosphere.
Put them in your prayer list. I have a prayer list. Put their names there and start praying for them.
And that's true. That's true. That is so true. But God's word is so good. And we're going to go right into our last topic is being grounded. So we were talking about. And that is so important. So we're going to give the first scripture to that. Then we're going to be obedient to the clock today, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to commercial. After that, so we're gonna try to roll and get Anthony some flow until the herd's like, y'all, I don't. Okay. So, what we can do, Laura, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
We're gonna go ahead and go to commercial, Anthony. Are you ready? Okay, we're gonna go ahead and go to commercial for our blog listeners and you guys, you know, chime in on concluding some of this Byron Holton music because this is what we're getting ready for at our concert. So, y'all get ready. Byron Holton and Facebook, we are still here, hanging out with you and just going.
Yes, this song reminds me of a time the pastor was there, a word that people couldn't help but agree with, and you will refer to them as witness. While I have a tale of my own, and if you understand where I'm coming from, I want you to bear witness. I shared a thought the other day, posted on my Facebook for my friends to see. I thought the words were quite profound, but it felt like no one was around. Could there be someone to agree with me, or am I on this thing alone? Cause if it was rude or lacked morality, then everyone would be on board. Can I get a witness? One witness, that's all I need. Not saying three to crowd, but the Bible says two or more gathered in His name.
God will be right in the midst.
Can I get one more? Yeah,
one
yeah.
More, one.
Only this. Bible says that two
or more
gathered in His name,
God will be
right in the middle.
One
more,
yeah.
Only need one.
Ooh,
I'm just trying to touch and agree with someone. There were times when I was hurting. Couldn't see the light of day. I called for help, but no one answered. Just the troubles in my way.
Until I turned it over.
Place my cares right in His head. Yeah.
Now I'm shouting hallelujah.
The struggle doesn't last always.
get one witness,
that's all I need. Not to say three is a crowd, but the Bible says
two or more gathered in my name, that I will be right in the midst.
Oh, can I get one? Get one more. Oh,
the Bible says that
two or more gathered in His name,
yeah,
I'll be right
there. Said I'm searching for a soul that would agree with me. Said I'm looking for someone who knows what can I get a witness
me.
All I need,
not saying three to cry,
for the Bible says that
two or more
gathered in His name, the God will be right in the midst. And I give
one
more,
only this
one more.
The Bible says
one,
two or more,
but I understand what the word says,
but I'm
only looking for just one more. Oh, oh, oh,
two or more
gathered in His name,
I'll be right in the
middle. God will be right in the middle. Yeah. God will be right in the
blog listeners. So welcome back, Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited about just doing what we do and representing, you know, the kingdom.
Yes.
And just being who we're called to be here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. So, you know, tell your friends, you know, listen in. Them girls is off the chain, but they on fire,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
For the Lord. And we just love doing
yes.
it, and we just try to be real, and
yes.
we're not trying to hide behind no collars, you
yes.
know.
And
even
we're
though,
not ashamed.
Yeah,
there's
you
no
know,
shame here.
We're going to tell
we're
you that
about it.
We didn't have a good day yesterday, and we wanted to click on some people, but we still got in the
yes.
corner, and Jesus
yes.
said, sit down, Marlo.
Yes.
So I sat down. Okay, so that's what we do. So really, you
we
just
keep
got
it real.
Real. I was like, girl, I will cut you. You know, back in the day, you get
and
cut.
I was,
yeah.
I was talking to you yesterday, and I said, oh, Marlo, my family.
Yes, she
my
is.
Family. And I said, I got to love them. I got to pray
yeah.
for them because God had patience with me. So,
yeah.
okay, I got to breathe in, breathe out, and pray for them. And then I was okay later,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Because people think this is not real. I don't know why they think it's not real. Because I remember I had a lady say, oh, my God, do you wake up like this every day? I was like, girl, yes, hello.
Yes.
I'm just glad to wake up. What part of that you don't understand,
I've
right?
I've been told by smoke marijuana in the mornings because I just love God and I wake up
yeah.
seeking Him and He gives me joy. And,
He gives you fire.
And fire.
He does.
And love. And I'm like, yeah, I get high with Jesus,
yeah.
you know, and they don't think that's normal, that's real, but until they experience it, they don't know what I'm talking
it's
about.
Called the
you
encounter.
Know, you know what the encounter. You know what I'm
yeah,
talking about,
yeah.
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why you're my twin.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And even Kelly Lane, she got told that too. They told her that they don't think that she's being real because every morning she's like on fire for God, and they asked her if she was smoking marijuana. She was on the show the other day, and I started laughing because I got flashbacks because that's what I was told back in Empress of China.
Yeah.
I was waitressing, but it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, because once they have that encounter, that experience with the Lord and that intimacy, they'll know what we're
yeah.
talking about.
And
that's what we're trying
and
to.
And they're seeking it too, Lord. They just haven't found it.
They haven't found
yeah.
it yet.
They
that's
haven't
true.
Found it yet,
that's
but
true.
They will.
They
keep
will.
Seeking. Yeah.
And we just got to pray for them.
Yeah, that's it. And then they're going to be over here to show it up. Hey. Yeah, okay.
Right with Jesus.
Yes. Yes, to God be the glory. So we're going to go into our conclusion of portion of our teaching this morning, which is grounded. And grounded in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Word of God in Colossians 2 and 7. That's where we're going to go this morning. So God is going to talk to us about being grounded, which is being rooted.
And it's Colossians 1, verse 7, right?
2 and 7.
2 and 7?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2? Oh, 2 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
God's love letters, which is
fire.
It says, rooted and built up in Him and established in the face, just as you were tossed over, flowing with gratitude.
Come on now, that's thankfulness.
That's
gratefulness.
That's what I was saying this morning.
Did.
I woke up thanking the Lord.
Yeah, you did. That's
about,
what I'm saying.
You know what,
girl, you were balling the message.
Yes,
before the message. Okay.
Yes.
It's so true, because when you wake up and you're just so grateful, and that's why we sold out and we just out there. We out there, and we know we out there. And it's okay to be out there, you know. It really is.
Yes.
Because a lot of people say, well, that's not, I probably shouldn't do that. Well, you know what? This is my only opportunity to represent the kingdom, and I'm all the way.
Yeah.
I'm going all the way, you know.
Right.
And like the word of God tells us is when we're rooted and built up in him.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're built up in him, and then he is built up in us.
Yes.
So that's a double portion of that. And established in faith. See, grace makes and faith takes. So your faith is going to take it all. That's where Hebrews 11 and 1. So when you ground it in the word, and when you ground it in faith, and when you ground it in love, you are dunamis.
Woo!
Wherever you go, you're the most powerful person walking when you are rooted and you have that type of thing going on in your spirit, man, your heart, and all of that, because that's what Hebrews 11 and 1 tells us. Faith is the substance. Substance is real. Substance is what makes your future what it is. It's, you know, it's the substance of things hope for. And if you ain't got no hope, you ain't got no faith.
That's right.
So hope and faith is the antidote, America, to keep you, or it's to get you where you're going. It's like the wheels on the wagon, you know, to get you where you're going. And then in First Peter, it talks about love.
Mm.
It covers the multitude.
Mm.
It covers everything.
Greatest of all.
It is.
Yes.
So when you got the word, and when you got some faith and some love,
that's right.
Bam.
Bam.
That's all you need.
Boom.
That's all you need, America. So we just want to just, you know, encourage you guys today. And we know we're on the countdown. We're running out of time. If we had a whole nother hour, Laura, I think it's time. But anyway, we're going to transition to our 2 hour. But we ain't doing that after the concert. So, but we are doing it. We're just going to work that out. But we just thank God for y'all listening today and
so
loving
much.
On us and supporting us.
Thank you. God
because
bless y'all.
We just want to be blessed to be a blessing.
Right.
And we just want to, you know, just be the mess.
Yes.
You know, be able to come out and cover the land
with
the goodness and with the rightness of what the word is.
Yes.
And be activated. And, you know, encourage you guys to activate who you are. Right, Laura?
That's right. That's
so
right.
What would you like to say before
just
we...
that and all it is that we're doing, then Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he's the one that gets glorified. He gets all the glory and honor and praise. And I'm tired of the enemy getting the praise. I want our Father in heaven, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to get all the praise
and
all the glory.
Because it all belongs to him.
Yes.
It's all his.
Yeah.
So he's going to get it one way or the other. So you might as well give it to him. That's called surrender.
Yes.
So just surrender and get surrounded by great people that love you, that you love, and get rooted in this word and grounded in this word. And just know that you are all that you are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we just say we love you, Facebook and our blog listeners.
And
we love you. And we just thank God for you.
We love y'all.
And just share this amazing word of God and with all your friends. And we would love to hear from you. Feel free to call in sometimes. And my call-in number is always on the screen. So we love you. And we are going to go and get some cold water. Because we hot. Y'all know my clothes is wet. And we can tell y'all, okay? So to God be the glory.
Yes.
So until next week, every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. America, Mornings at the Mansion Show. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Yes. Love y'all.
Love
yes,
y'all.
We do.
Glory to God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Are you serious? What, Amika? Come on. I love her. Why did we make you
cry?
Amen. But that's what that is. And it's your season for that. Because you know why? You poured it all out, and now it's time to be poured back into you. Okay.